to let it and go and look for the smoke?
Why should I?
Yes.
For the sake of the fantasies of the soul. An explanation.
This is something which is complicated now, because now it's different. But he's making a story that giving up life, that going and living in a monastery, and that kind of stuff is not in Islam. Islam is about coming together. If you leave the society, here is not Quran. He says, somehow they say Muhammad said this. Okay, so it's not the text. But he mentioned it to say what? To say, listen, we are talking about human being. Not human being. This is not human being. This is Adam. This is the human being. We together, right? So, if one of us wants to quit this life and go and live in a monastery, what do you think about it? You tell me. You. No one? The hell with him! I hope he will die today, so he will not abuse, make another oxydocarbon or whatever. Yeah. Because a lonely person means out of culture, right? Out of culture is animal. That fellow wants to be an animal, let it be. None of my business. We are talking about we, because what are we talking about? What is the language here? If a baby wants to be isolated and will go to the monastery, there are some Buddhists that they don't talk. That baby will learn to talk. That baby will learn to read and write. That baby will become a human being? No. Will be Tarzan, an animal. That's it. This is the critical point. And we read a paragraph. He somehow brings the name of Muhammad even in here. Not Muhammad, the prophet. The prophet said this. But look at it. How does it start? Read the first one.
Do not tear off your feathers.
Exactly following the saying of that Hakim. That Hakim who is talking to the parrot is going on, right? This is not something that the prophet said. But he said, listen, this paragraph is about that. Yes.
An explanation of the saying of the prophet, on whom be peace, there is no monkery in Islam. Do not tear out your feathers, but detach your heart from them, because the enemy is the necessary condition for this holy war.
This is it. You shouldn't get rid of the feathers. Get rid of you belonging to it and being attracted to it and want it. Let go of it, period. Let it be there. But it shouldn't be a major factor for you. Look for other beauties. Don't ruin this one. Just let go of it. Yes.
When there is no enemy, the holy war is inconceivable. You have no lust. There can be no obedience.
This is beyond the logic. Logically, when we say get rid of something, we mean get rid of something, right? Here, we are telling you, get rid of this parrot, okay? No, we said, kill this parrot. We started like this, right? Here, what is he saying? He say, hey, don't forget that this parrot is necessary. is the enemy. So, you know your direction. You don't know what to do? Run away from your ego. The ego is here. That enemy is needed for this passion that I'm talking about. That is the trick. Yes?
There can be no self-restraint when you have no desire. When there is no adversary, what need for your strength?
Yes. If somebody is born today with no ego, okay, then what? Then nothing. He's like a dead fellow. It doesn't matter. Because here, the life is this process of moving from the animal to the human being, right? And for this, I need to pay attention to the wrong part in here. And they are here to help me, yes. That's why the ego is here. So, don't go idealistic that, oh, yeah, I got rid of my ego. It could never happen. Your ego is always here. As long as your brain is working, your animal is working. Just reduce the activity of this one and give the other one the chance to come up. This is what it is. Because at the end of the day, please pay attention. Two sides of the coin for us are yin and yang. They are not even opposite. They are the necessity for each other. This is like non-existence and existence, that they move like this. Constantly, existence comes out of non-existence and goes back to non-existence. They are both needed. They are like two hands you have. Don't get rid of one. Yes.
Listen, do not castrate yourself. Do not become a monk, for chastity is in pawn to lust.
If you have no lust, then what? Should we talk about controlling yourself and not doing this, not doing that? Of course, you need to have the lust and the control, both of them, two sides of the coin. When you're thinking about the two sides of the coin, don't be silly to say one side is good, one side is bad. Because it depends where this coin is. When we are talking about your needs, yes, they are necessary for you to move. So don't think about elimination. Think about putting aside. Yes.
Without sensuality, It is impossible to forbid sensuality. Heroism cannot be displayed against the dead. He has said, spend, therefore earn something, since there can be no expenditure without an old income. Although he used spend absolutely, read earn, then spend.
This is the point. It says, we are always talking about how should you put your energy in work? What should you do? All of that, right? It says, when we talk about how should you spend your energy, then you should understand that we mean you should earn energy and spend it like this. That earning is not eliminated. We don't talk about it because it's obvious. If you don't earn anything, you could spend nothing, period. What is spending? Spending is an action which comes after having something, earning something. That's why earning is here. You should earn, then spend. You should have, then put aside. That's how it works. Yes.
Similarly, since the king has given the command, refrain yourselves, there must be some desire from which you should avert your face. Hence, eat is for the sake of a snare of appetite. After that, do not exceed. That is temperance.
This is a very famous sentence in Arabic. Kulu vashribu vala tusrifu. Eat and drink, but do not exaggerate. He says, look at this. First, they say, eat and drink. We are talking about exaggeration. Do you get it? When we talk about show off, of course you should have show off. I tell you, when you are entering that door, you should have a smiling face, because you are influencing the sentiment of the present people here, don't you? So, what's the trick? Do not exaggerate. That is the trick we are talking about. Then yes, you bring and say, what should I do? I should hide myself. No! You should have your show-off limited. Because that's a part of your expression, isn't it? This is the point. We don't say don't have expression. We are talking about exaggeration. That's what it is. But because we say this is positive, this is negative, everybody will think that I will say get rid of this. No. This is necessary. The other one is at the top, but this one is keeping the base. My animal is here. I shouldn't kill my animal. I couldn't. Because we are talking about the life of that animal. I'm talking about the future of that. But how should I think about it? In between, there is something that we say, ta'adul, having balance. The yin and yang should be balanced. Everything should be balanced. Yes?
When there is no predicate in him, the existence of the subject is impossible. When you have not the pain of self-restraint, there is no opening clause. Therefore, the secondary clause does not follow. How admirable is that opening clause, and how joyful is that secondary clause, a recompense that charms the heart and increases the life of the spirit.
Do you remember we talked about this, and we said we, the Sufis, the Arif people, they love the pain. Why? Here is the explanation. You see, first of all, if there is no pain in doing something, so nothing happens. What does the pain do? The pain will make you think and push aside something, go to another direction. This is what the pain does. So that pain is good. This is why we love it, because it is one of the instruments for me to achieve something. This is what it is. If they tell me that every morning when you wake up, open your eyes and spit. Okay, I do that. Then what's happening? Nothing. What was that? Nothing. But if they say something that I don't like to, they say, don't do that, or do that, and I don't like it, but because I understand that they explain that's good, I should do it, I will do it. Then the reward comes. So my pain brought this, I should love that pain, because it begins with that. I was born complete. A living baby, just like the other babies, right? What is the rest?